From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. We're nearly 2 months into the 2017 Atlantic hurricane season. And if you've lived in South Florida for any length of time, you've probably become accustomed to hearing advice from friends and family on how to prepare. Unfortunately, along with all the good advice, some popular misconceptions are carried over from one hurricane season to another. Here to help us tell hurricane preparation fact from fiction is Brian Kuhn. He's director of Florida's Division of Emergency Management. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, Brian, here's one that just won't go away. If I tape a huge X on my windows with black electrician's tape, they won't shatter.
That is a myth. And in fact, that's actually going to be more dangerous for you. So tape will not keep windows from breaking. And in fact, people have been killed because of that. They've stood behind windows that they thought were going to withstand the debris. The tape will not stop windborne missiles from breaking that window. And in fact, it's going to create large chunks. So when you do clean it up, it's going to become even more dangerous. So do not tape up your windows. Use shutters. Use plywood. Use some other way of securing those windows, because tape is not a good choice.
Here's another one. True or false? Always crack a window or door open during a hurricane to keep your house from imploding due to increased pressure.
No, bad idea again. You don't want to create openings in your home to allow water and wind to get in there. So it's not going to overpressurize. That is a myth. So do not do that. You want to keep the wind and water outside of your home.
How about this one? The greatest threat I face during a hurricane is that my roof will blow off. How much truth in that?
That's not very likely. The fact is that with Florida's strong building codes, the likelihood is that your home is going to be okay. We keep building stronger and stronger homes. And in fact, wind is not the biggest threat from a hurricane. The biggest threat we face from hurricanes is water, either water in the form of storm surge driven by the hurricane itself as it makes landfall, or from rainfall and flooding that occur in concurrence with the hurricane. And so that is not the greatest threat you face from a hurricane, that your roof is going to blow off.
And here's one I hear very often from people who don't live along the coast. I live inland, so I won't be hit hard at all.
Well, that kind of goes back to the last thing I said is, frankly, one of the greater threats you have from a hurricane is water. Inland areas in the state can get tremendous amounts of rain. Anywhere in the state of Florida can get, 1, 2, even 3 feet of rain along with a hurricane, which is going to lead to some tremendous flooding. In addition, hurricanes could spawn tornadoes. You're going to have high winds associated with that hurricane as it travels across the state. So everybody in Florida, regardless of whether they can see the ocean or not, need to pay attention to when a storm is approaching.
And with so many high-rise buildings in South Florida, it's very common to hear, well, I'm on one of the upper floors of my apartment building, so I'm safer than down there on the ground. Is that true?
Well, you're not going to be near the storm surge. That is true. However, when you go up in elevation from the ground floor, the wind speeds pick up. So the higher you are, the higher the wind speed is going to be. And in addition to that, again, you could have some of that windborne debris. So you are not necessarily safe on an upper floor because the wind speeds will be higher than they are at ground level. And you could take, you could have some wood or some other debris break glass and come into your home. So no, you're not necessarily safer at a higher elevation in a building.
Brian, many of us put together our emergency kits and hurricane emergency plans, but after a storm passes, there's always one thing that we've forgotten. So in your experience, what's the number one thing that most people tend to forget about before a storm?
Well, most of the time I'm hearing now, I wish I had flood insurance. Unfortunately, too many people don't realize that their homeowner's policy does not cover floods. So that's heartbreaking when you find out folks who didn't buy a flood insurance policy because perhaps they didn't think that they needed it, now recognizing that they're going to have a very difficult time getting their life back to normal because they don't have the appropriate coverage.
We've been talking with Brian Kuhn, director of Florida's Division of Emergency Management. And to get more hurricane preparation tips, please visit WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.